Well, how are you feeling out there? An opportunity for you and Mace to share the net with it in practice.
It felt good. It's nice to get back out and getting some real shots. I felt good for the last few days, and so it's nice to get back, and it's nice to see Mace back too. He's been out longer than I have, so I can't imagine the kind of mental torture you go through with that.
Are you planning on being the backup for this road trip, or what's kind of your mindset? How do you feel about the whole thing?
I know I'm backing up the game tomorrow night and kind of go from there. So, that's as far as I know, and we'll see where it goes.
If the opportunity presented itself, you'd feel ready to go then for Dallas?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're always ready. As soon as you get cleared, our concussion protocol is pretty extensive. So, if you get cleared from that, you're pretty much good to go. Last few days getting out with the guys and getting some real shots has been good. Kind of get the timing back, and I feel like you haven't missed any time at all.
What's that whole process been like for you?
It's tough. Like I said, when you have a concussion, you just feel off for a few days, and then it's kind of weird because then you get back to feeling normal, but there's still protocol that you have to pass even though you feel normal for a few days. And that was the hardest part, is when I felt like I was good to come back, but still being cautious with your head and having to pass the proper test before coming back. So that's the biggest torture, is when you feel mentally like you're good enough to come back, but you still need to err on the side of caution.
Take us through how it happened. We don't recall it.
It was in the morning skate of the Phoenix game. We're doing some point shots with the screen right after, and the D-man kind of walked the blue line and shot, and I was looking to the right side of the guy screening, and I saw the shot was coming about head high on the left side of his body. So when I went to try and find the puck on the other side, the player just ended up tipping it before I thought he would, and I just kind of misread it. So I wasn't really looking at the puck. I was looking at where I thought the puck was going to be, and it just came through and came from high to low down. So I kind of missed my plastic dangler, and just hit me square on the chin. It wasn't a hard shot or anything. It was just kind of a fluke shot that just happened to get me from making the wrong read.
How do you feel right away?
Right away, I got a bit of a headache, but then kind of went away, and I felt fine. I backed up the game and stuff, and then that night I kind of had a little bit of a minor headache, but nothing crazy. And then it was the next day at practice when I started getting shots where my head was spinning, and you just trying to get through that, and something's wrong right away. Once you get these guys, they can really fire the puck. If you're off a little bit, you notice it quite a bit.
Ever experienced that before?
Yeah, my last concussion was in 2012 when I was in Providence, and it was basically the same thing. I got hit in a game in that one, and it wasn't until the next day in practice where you're seeing shots, you kind of realize that your balance is off, your eyesight's off, and you just don't feel right.
How long were you off the ice then?
About a week.